My name is Autumn Larkins, and I am a lesbian. Simple as that. At least, I wish it was. Unfortunately, it's not always that easy. See, being a member of the LGBTQ community can get complicated because not all reactions to my identity are good, and many are dripping with homophobia. Well, what defines homophobia? To me, homophobia is more than just a definition or words on paper. Homophobia is when I walk down the street holding a girl's hand and get glares from people I don't know. Homophobia is being made to feel like I'm less than because of who I like. Mainly, homophobia is when someone tries to hurt me, either physically or verbally, just because of how I identify. And when I say physically or verbally, understand that a verbal attack is just as bad as, and sometimes worse than, physical attacks. Pain is relative and bones heal, but words will run through someone's head on repeat until that's all that person can hear. Statistics found by the anti-bullying software show that 74% of LGBT students say they've been verbally harassed for their sexual orientation, and students hear anti-gay slurs roughly once every 14 minutes. So to put that in perspective, in one 90-minute class at Carmel, a queer person will not only hear an anti-gay slur at least 6 times, but will also be on the receiving end of it 75% of those times. Because of this, LGBTQ+ people have higher levels of depression and lower levels of self-esteem. Fortunately, I'm on the less extreme side of the statistic, as I personally get called anti-gay slurs at least 3 times a day and sometimes as often as 10 instead of the once every 14 minutes. However, most of the people I know in the LGBTQ+ community have some sort of depression, and it is understandable. My freshman year was the first year I was out to everyone from the start. Everything was going fine until one day I was at my friend's house, which ended in me being banned from seeing my friend and being compared to the devil in about an hour. Who would that not hurt? Then RFRA got passed, and I was afraid to leave my house because anywhere I went, I could get kicked out of because of who I am. Even people I am supposed to look up to have asked me to hide who I am because it made them feel more comfortable. So why doesn't anyone try to stop all of this hate towards other humans? Well, we do. We go to protests and rallies that help advocate for basic human rights, bills get made and laws get passed, and now I can legally get married in all 50 states, even though I should have that right anyways. Then there's personal confrontation, where people try to change someone else's views. However, in my experience, whenever you try to confront a homophobic person and try to compare what they're saying to something just as bad so they understand how hurtful their words can be, they get defensive and act like they're not putting someone down for no reason. Even though if you're being hateful towards any group of people, then you don't have the right to get defensive. It doesn't matter how you were raised, times are changing and being different is okay now. Even if there are still some people who don't believe that this is true. As this piece comes to an end, I want you to know that homophobia is real. Homophobia is hurtful and homophobia is wrong. The act of hurting another human being is wrong. Everywhere. People get arrested for hurting other human beings. Guess what? We are human, and we deserve to be treated as such. It's 2016 now. We should not be afraid anymore. This, I believe. This has been Autumn Larkins with WHJE. More stories like this can be found on WHJE.com.